We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud. Omar Mar, V'kulon Shegilchu Shaloi B'tar, Oy Sheshayrus De Sayrus, Lo Yosvei Klum. We learned this before, that a Nazir, who is a Nazir, or a Metzayra, or a Levium, when they had their din by Nazir and Metzayrus, the Tahara process by Levium, that was their inauguration into being a Levi, they shaved off all the hair. And the halacha is, it has to be dafka betar, with a razor, mitzvah dafka betar. And also, if you leave two sairis, it's not called a haircut. Also a klum. If you leave one sair, that's nothing. But if you leave two sairis, it's nothing. You disqualify the whole haircut. That's the two halachas you learned. Omar v'acha b'rei d'rav ika, zoi se meres, rubei kulim d'raisa. You see v'eru kulim d'raisa. How? Because memai. The makar that by a nazir, you got to cut everything off, is a pasuk that says by a nazir tamei. It says v'chiyomus meisalav pesapisoyim v'timay roish nizre v'gilach roish v'yom tarasoy b'yom hashvi'i galachenu. Now it's an extra word v'yom hashvi'i galachenu because we know already that you have to take a haircut. So why does it say v'yom hashvi'i galachenu? To say that not only you have to take a haircut, you have to take everything off. So the dig is like this. Ha-cha-hu, because they have extra pasig, adi-ka-kuloi. Ha-ba-am-ruba-ka-kuloi. The Gemara is saying like this. By a regular case, it'd be ruba-ka-kuloi. But here, since it says again, yigal-chenu, after it said, by Nazir-tar, v'gilach-ha-nazir, so it said again, yigal-chenu, so it teaches us, you have to have everything off. And the dik is, you see, ba-alma-ruba-ka-kuloi. Now, what does it mean, ba-alma? So the Rosh, the Rabbin of Israel, the Shetuk Betzah says, that the case would be by a beard. The halach is that if you take off roiv of the peah of that, there's five peahs by a beard, take roiv of that, that's where you're chai, that's where rubik kuli is. But actually, Taisus says that it's not the shear is mole piazug. If it's a full of a scissor full already, there's chai already, it's b'chagas v'shayinim. And you have to say rubik kuli is for other places. I in the Maritz Chiyus over here, the Maritz Chiyus over here, that handles, you have rubik kuli other places, this is the makar, but I in Shom what he says. But Kapadim, we are saying that we see from here ba'alma ruba kekuloi. And where do you see that from? From the pasuk by Nazir Tomei that says b'yem hashvi'i galachenu. Maskler of Yesi Brei de Rabbi Chanino, hi b'Nazir Tomei k'siv. It's by Nazir Tomei that pasuk. So has that a raya that every time you need to have to shave off all the hair by a tahira, that's maybe dafka by Nazir Tomei. So what's the raya? So Gemara says back, Maskler Marava, and Marava, they laughed at this. They said, what do you mean? I don't have the kasha. Let me ask you something. How do you know by Nazir Tameh that you have to use a tar? The pasuk of a tar is by Nazir Tar. So how do you know by Nazir Tameh that you have to use a tar? Tar is you learn one from another. So you learn one from another, you learn out the Gabiruba Kuli also. What's the kasha? Mechli Nazir Tameh with the tar min alon min Nazir Tar yalik. Learn out Nazir Tameh from Nazir Tar. Lacy Nazir Tar from Nazir Tameh. Learn out Nazir Tar from Nazir Tameh, the Gabiruba Kuli also. My atomic is shires, they sires loy klum. If you leave two sires, it's no good. Loy klum, avad. Hakanami, because shires, they sires loy klum, avad. Here also, by Nazir Tahar, the same thing. If you leave two sires, loy avad klum. So what we're holding right now is, what we just said is that we have a din by Nazir Tami and Nazir Tahar. You learn out one from each other. You have to not take off all the hair. And if you leave two sires, it's no good. And you learn out from the other, when you learn out Nazir Tami, from Nazir Tahar, that you have to use a tar. You learn out from each other. You need a razor, and you can't leave over more than one here. Now we have a few shilas about these two hairs. Baya baya, Nazir Shagilech. A Nazir took a full haircut, but Shai stay Cyrus. But left two Cyrus, that means it's no good, right? And Lemaisa, he then slept around, and the time he got around to cutting those two hairs, the other hair grew back already. Tzomach Raisha. The other hair grew back. Now he cuts off those two hairs. So look at it. He never really had a bald head because when he took a full baldy, he left two hairs. Now when the hair grew back, he took off the two hairs. That working out. On one hand, you say all the hair that was there, Bashasu's nazir is gone. On the other hand, he has a head full of hair. How do you look at it? The Gemara is a shayla. So let's read inside. Nazir shegilcha shayla shayla somach roishay v'chazav gilcha ma'u. Mi ma'akvi eloi is ma'akvi not. And the Gemara is not pushed to shayla. So actually, the Rambam sounds like, so what you do is, you cut off all the hair. Misafik, you go l'chumra, you cut off all the hair. And the Kesmish says, why? Because you always go l'chumra by my nazir, so you cut off all the hair. Frek the Mechaschinach, I understand you. You can't take off all the hair. You have a kafas kol ha'roish. It's to take off the payas. So how can you cut off all here? Good, you're making yourself. You can't do that. Only if it's a mitzvah to cut off the hair, you can do it. If it's not a mitzvah, which is a safek, you can't do that. So in fact, the mechas chinuch mitzvah shin ayin zayin ois tezvav ayin chum. But like we're going to leave it like this. It's a safek. The Gemara says it's a safek. Boyi rava. Nazir shagilach. Boyi rava. Nazir shagilach. A nazir took a hair. Kavniach to Cyrus. Left to Cyrus. So he said it's no good. And then he went ahead, the gilach achas, he caught that one here. Vinosh achas, the other one fell out. Mahu. What's the halacha? So what's the shayla? Only avacham adifla ravina. So what's the shayla? Shayla sounds like maybe cutting less than two hairs. This can cutting. See here, you left two hairs. You didn't finish the guluach. And cutting one hair is not a guluach. So Rav Acha doesn't like that. Only avacham adifla ravina. You're telling me if you take a haircut one hair at a time, you're not yaitza? Gilach Cyrus, arakam, bayalay, larava, it's a shayla. Of course that's a good gilach. As long as you have two hairs to cut or more, it's called a geluach, even if I cut one hair at a time. So what's the shayla? So when I say the shayla is the opposite way. Elaim like this. Noshra achas, one fell out, and now you came to be geleach, the last one, so now you only have a geleach of one hair. Maybe it's not called geluach. The geluach achas, mau. So Amalei answered, geluach inkan, seir inkan. There's no hair cut here, because no hair.
He asked last week, if you're baldy, what does he do? The guy's bald, his hair fell out.
Right, but here it was his own fault. He left two. He wasn't mitzvah. He didn't do mitzvah geluach, and now he wants to be mitzvah geluach one. Too late. If one fell out now, someone says geluach ain't kan, seir ain't kan. There's no geluach because no seir. Frey Tigmar, seir ain't kan, geluach yesh kan. There's no seir anymore, so it is a good geluach. Someone hakama. Afa bishu seir ain't kan. Even though at the bottom line there's no seir left, mitzvahs geluach ain't kan. There is no mitzvah geluach. Because there's only one here, so there's no mitzvahs geluach. Zok the mishnah vayta. It says the Mishnah like this. We know a Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair, and we learned before also that you can't even cut your hair a different oifim by pulling it out also. It's not a dafka batar. Rav Yonason holds dafka batar. This Mishnah won't be like Rav Yonason. Be like all the other mandiyama hold that take off the hair in any way or form is a problem. So it says in the Mishnah, Nazir chayfeif, a Nazir is allowed to clean his hair with shampoo. Umefasfeis, he's allowed to separate the hair with his hand. He's allowed to do that also. Because it's ain't a mechavin, so he pulls out of here, it's ain't a mechavin. I have a loy sarik, but he can't brush his hair, because he might pull hair out. He might pull hair out. So if you have a question, it's the obvious question, tomorrow we'll ask the question. Tomorrow, choyfef mefasfeis, he allowed to wash hair with shampoo and separate the hair with your hands. You might pull out of here. Teretz is money, Rab Shimini, the Amar, Dova she'emes kaven mutter. It's going to Rab Shimini holds, Dova she'emes kaven is mutter. He holds the command of Yomah that Eidim is Kavan is Mutta. Like Rab Shimon, he holds the command of that's Mutta. Then says the Mishnah Vaita, Avaloy Sarek, why? He might cut out here. Asin Lar Abanon, or some have a gear, so Asin Lar Yehuda. It's going to go to Yehuda holds that Dov Shem is Kavan's Asr. So Raisha Rab Shimon, the Sefer Rabbanon, Sefer Rabbanon, Sefer Rab Yehuda. The Chariot's Mishnah steer in Eobay. Are you worried about Eidim Chavan? Not worried about Eidim Chavan. It says you're allowed to put shampoo in your hair and wash your hair. You're not worried about pulling out of here because Eidim Chavan. Then it says you can't brush your hair. So Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Kula Rab Shimoni, that Eidim Chavan is mutter. And Kola Soirik, Lahei Sinibim, with the Dallas Meskavan. So there's two ways to learn the Gemara. Tosis learns the Gemara like this, that when a guy brushes his hair, he's Mechavan to take out the hairs that are loose. Avad that's still attached, still Mechubber, but those hairs that are coming out, he doesn't want them there. So when he brushes, he tries to pull them out. So he's doing it Mechavan. That's the Teretz of Tosis, the way he learns the Teretz. Quentin Rosh learns the Teretz is a Psik Reisha. It's a Psik Reisha. Since when you brush your hair, you're still pulling out some hair, the looser hair is going to pull out, so it's a Psik Reisha. We know Rab Shimon is Maida, by some means it's sure going to happen, even Ein Mechavin is Asa. So that's the Pshat. We have the Rosh's Pshat and the Taisa's Pshat. Zog the Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Leyachav Adama, you shouldn't use Adama, a type of earth, for a shampoo. The patient of Asherah is Asar, because it pulls out the hair. And the Rosh says, because it's Psik Reisha. And what we pshat in the Tanakamo argues on this, maybe it's not a psik reisha, that would be a machlekas. So, Ibayalahu, what does it mean? The Gemara declares, what does it mean, Peshav Masharis Asar? Two pshatim. Ibayalahu Peshav Masharis Asar, Tanan, is it because this shampoo, by Adama, the shampoo, always takes out the hair, that's why it's also. Oidilma Mepnei Hamasharis, Tanan. It means like this, you shouldn't use any earth because there's some earth which take out hair. So don't use any earth onto Adama that takes out the hair. It's like Zayr onto that. Lamayin afkamina. You're going to take Adama, if you find the type of shampoo, type of earth, the loy masra, it never takes out the hair. If you learn because it's taking out the hair, Heiched adin loy maaser shaper. So if you know for sure it doesn't take out the hair, then it's fine. Eli amris mipnei masheres. If it's a gzeira otum masheres klal uklal loy, then you can't use any adama teiku. Teiku. Good. So the Gemara complies with the shaila. The Gemara complies with the shaila. Teiku. Akaponim. That's how we have a Gemara. We have a Gemara here where Rabbi Shmuel says he's worried about psik reisha, or because he holds that it's a vadai, or he holds psik reisha and the tarakamo is not a psik reisha. And the Gemara clarifies, what does it mean? Does he hold that we're talking about adama that is a psik reisha, or any adama is also after that? And the Gemara applies to the teiku. Let's just see the next mishnah to the Bam and Amud. Nozer shoyse yain kol yerim. There's three lavim by nozer. There's an iser to drink wine. There's an iser to be metame, and there's an iser to take a haircut. So Nazir Shoyse Yain Kol Yain. He was drinking wine the whole day. He's a Nazir. He was drinking wine the whole day. Eina Chayav Lachas. Only Chayav one. Because it's considered one Maisa Shtia. Omru Loi Al Tishta Al Tishta. If you tell him, don't drink. And he warned him again, don't drink. V'u Shoyse Chayav Kol Lachas V'achas. He's Chayav Eft Evi Asra. And most of Shoyin learned the Pshat is because it's the Hasra is Mechalik the different Achil. It makes it two different Shtias. Every Hasra is Mechalik it makes it different Shtia. I tell you, don't drink. He drinks. Don't drink. He drinks. Every time comes a new drinking in Yechayiv, each one, Malkus each one. And the same thing goes for haircut and Tumah. Hoyim Galea Kol Yoyim in Yechayiv Alach and Yechayiv one. Because we said before, Yechayiv on even one here, Yechayiv. So here you're taking a haircut the whole day. You don't have one. Omrle Alta Galeach, Alta Galeach. Every Hasra, each Hasra, you have Malkus. What about Tamil Basim? Same thing. I have Tamil Basim called Yahim. Ain't a Chayav Alachas, only Chayav one. Omrle Alta Tamil Alta Tamil. Even though you're Tamil already, you didn't become Tar yet. So every time you're a Tamil, there's an Isser and there's an Isser of Malkus. Vumatame, Chayav Kalachas Achas, Chayav each one. Because the Hasra is Mechalik the Maisim. If it's no Asra, it's one big mice, one mice of Chilo, one mice of Toma, one mice of Geluach. But if you have Asra, it's Mechalikit, and therefore you chayiv, Akol Achas, Achas.